Until final story, millions of Shia Muslims from around the world are descending on the holy city of Karbala in Iraq to commemorate Arba'in, a major observance in the Islamic calendar. Arba'in marks 40 days after the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein, the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad and the third Shia Imam. Imam Hussein and his 72 companions, including family members, were killed in the Battle of Karbala on the day of Ashura 14 centuries ago. Pictures coming out of Iraq show mourners dressed in black walking towards Karbala, where they will take part in the world's largest human gathering around Imam Hussein's shrine next weekend. Iraqi forces have tightened security to protect pilgrims against terrorist attacks ahead of the mourning rituals.
There's a clear-cut military deployment to protect pilgrims from any possible attack. I also saw good coordination between the organizers of the religious procession and the security forces.
Let's talk with the correspondent, Altaf Ahmed, who joins us on the phone from Najaf. Altaf, tell us a little bit about what we're to expect for this coming week leading all the way up to Saturday.
Usually, when it comes to commemorating the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, the different provinces of Iraq each carry out their own processions individually. But regarding the ceremonies or the processions of Arba'in, they are only carried out in Karbala and in Najaf. So you have an indescribable number of people pouring into Najaf and walking from Najaf to Karbala, from the father of Imam Hussein, from Imam Ali's shrine in the holy city of Najaf to the holy shrine, to the holy city of Karbala, to the shrines of Imam Hussein and Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas. Now, we were told, as I said, by officials here in Iraq that they're expecting the number of pilgrims to rise up this year to 20 million. I believe that will break the last year's record of the largest, populously speaking, the largest mass gathering, peaceful mass gathering in the world, five times the numbers of the Hajj pilgrimage in Mecca every year. And according to officials in Najaf International Airport, this year they're expecting the number of flights to be 1.3 times last year, meaning in these days last year they were hosting no less than 60 planes per day, whereas this year it's going to rise up to 92. This is according to the board, to the Najaf International Airport chairman. So we were also told that no less than 2,000 flights will be arriving this year to Najaf International Airport. In particular, they told us as well that at least eight airline companies from Iran alone are actually arriving, with 40% of the pilgrims being Iranian. So this, I believe, falls a lot. And we're just talking here about one entrance, that being Najaf International Airport. You have a lot of people coming through from Basra. You have a lot of people coming through from Baghdad. A lot of people coming from Turkey, from Iran to territorial borders. So this year is expected to stand out from different years or from previous years, especially as the Prime Minister of Iraq, Dr. Haider al-Abadi has issued free visas for all the pilgrims, no matter what country they're coming from. All they have to do is just book a flight to Iraq, to Najaf, or to any other airport, and upon arriving to the airport, they're going to have their visas issued here without having to go through the normal protocols. They also told us that they're carrying out a very intense precautionary measure at the level of security, as well as at the level of facilitating the affairs of the pilgrims who are arriving. So usually a pilgrim would arrive to the airport and they would have to wait 3 to 4 hours, whereas this year they're merely waiting 13 minutes to 1 hour at most.